Sydney and Emily, I am so pleased that the two of you are being confirmed this morning on a day when your grandparents, Rita and Ray, are able to be with us from the Maritimes, and they're also here to be your sponsors. So Rita and Ray, we are so glad that you're here in the West and able to be with us this morning to celebrate your granddaughter's confirmation. One of the things that every child does as they're preparing for their confirmation is they write a letter that is usually read by the bishop, because he is, of course, the one who usually confirms. But again, because of COVID, one of the things affected is that the bishop can't come to confirm, and so he's entrusted to the priests this privilege and this responsibility. And in this letter that Sydney and Emily each wrote to the bishop, they shared something about why they, first of all, wanted to be confirmed, and then why they chose their confirmation saint. And I thought you guys did an awesome job at expressing what your saint means to you. And I would like to share with the people here something of what each of you wrote. So, Sydney, when you talked about your saint, you said that you decided Saint Rita, in part because that's your grandmother's name, but also because of what she meant to you. And these are the words you wrote to Bishop McGrattan. "The reason I chose Saint Rita out of thousands and thousands of saints is her love for everyone. Even though she lived a lonely, painful life, she carried out her duties as a servant of God. In Luke 6:27, it says, 'But I say to you that here, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you.' Saint Rita truly believed in helping everyone, even if it was hard sometimes. It's a special name for me now because I've researched about her and I find her life so fascinating. I feel like she's in me, praying and watching out for me as I continue along my confirmation path." That is just beautiful. And then your sister, Emily, in choosing Saint Veronica, wrote these beautiful words. "I learned that Saint Veronica wiped Jesus' face with a cloth as he carried the cross, and the imprint left behind then had mysterious healing power. This woman had great faith and was one of the many saints who died for her belief rather than denying God. I chose her because I find Veronica's story inspires me to become a better person and to help others if they are suffering like Jesus did. Just like Jesus left an imprint on his face upon her cloth, Saint Veronica has put an imprint in my heart. This is now a special name for me because I feel like she is a saint I can look up to more than ever. And she will always be by my side, listening to anything I have to say. She taught me to love others above myself and inspired me to help people suffering, not only by wiping their face, but by helping them along with their burden, like Simon did with Jesus's cross. Saint Veronica is a figure I will now look up to along my faith journey." Girls, I think you have truly grasped what it means to have a confirmation saint, a sister in Christ who lived long ago, but who can accompany you and inspire you on this journey. I understand that yesterday you guys got to go and saw the larch trees with your grandparents and your mom and dad and your little brother. And when I was thinking about the saints and larch trees at the end of September, this verse from our canticle from the prophet Jeremiah really stood out for me. We said these words just a few minutes ago. "And they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord." Let me say that again. "And they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord." This captures what we see in the saints. Their radiance, the radiance of the saints, is like the larch trees when they are illuminated by the autumnal sun. People don't go in the thousands to look at the larch trees in the middle of the night, do they? No. because you wouldn't see their beauty. What brings out the beauty of the trees is the majesty of the sun. And as the sun's light is dappled, dripped, touching those pine needles, those larch needles, I should say, then they radiate with a golden beauty. And this is what we see in the saints. Their light, their beauty comes from the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And by being confirmed today, Amelie and Sydney, you are saying that like the larch trees, like Saints Veronica and Rita, I want my life to be captured by the light of Jesus Christ, so that I too can be radiant over the goodness of the Lord. But here's the thing. Such goodness is only possible with and through Jesus Christ. We had a reading that Mr. Lynn, Sean, did at the beginning of Mass from a very maybe unknown prophet, someone by the name of Zechariah. But in this reading from Zechariah, he talks about a wall that the Lord is going to create, not made out of stone, but made out of fire. Listen to these words. "For I will be a wall of fire all around it, says the Lord, and I will be the glory within it." Now, what he's talking about here is that in a way that the wall of fire is going to be the glory that will be reflected in the people of God. And this wall of fire, of course, refers to the person of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Blessed Trinity. And the Holy Spirit is a fire of light, a fire of warmth, a fire of love. And it was because the saints knew what it was to be surrounded by the Holy Spirit that they were able to live the kinds of lives that they did. So in a couple of minutes, the two of you are going to stand here at the front with your grandparents, who are also your sponsors. I'm going to use your saint's name, and I'm going to say these words as I anoint you with the oil of sacred chrism. I will say, "Be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit." That is, be sealed with the same fire of love that can radiate through to your lives so that you can shine with the glory of God. But what does it mean to be sealed? Well, I've brought here the seal of St. Peter's Parish. And this is your confirmation certificate. In order to authenticate this document, the seal of St. Peter's has to be placed and imprinted on this document. You can't see it from where you're standing or sitting, but if you look at it closely later, you will see the seal of St. Peter's. This authenticates this document. So when I say to you in a minute, be sealed with the Holy Spirit, basically what we're doing is we are reaffirming the promises made in your baptism. And you are saying, I want these to be true in my own life now. I want to live as a person who is called to be a saint. Because, of course, beloved brothers and sisters, that's what we're all called to. We are called to sainthood. And like Saints Rita and Veronica, as you walk closely with Jesus, by growing in a life of prayer, by participating in the sacraments, by coming to the Sunday Mass as often as you can, by going to reconciliation regularly, by remembering who you are becoming, then with us all here today, do you know what we can be like? We can be like larch trees in September, capturing the late September sun, where the radiant goodness of the Lord shines into our lives as he did into the lives of St. Rita and St. Veronica and Sydney and Amelie, as he will shine into your lives too.